This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send request plus for text line 410-583-1057. Get your votes at Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour, 45 minutes or so. Bobby Eddie Vizcarrado, Nolan McGraw, Kyle Hamilton. Met with the media yesterday out there at one winning drive as the Ravens resumed practice. And they'll be back out there in a little more than an hour today as well. Ravens have lost two in a row. They're now a game behind Pittsburgh. They would lose tiebreaker scenarios to them and other teams like Kansas City, for instance, unless there's three-way ties and then things get a little dopey there. But you get where I'm coming from. Kyle Hamilton was asked if he still feels good about the Ravens and their chances of getting to the postseason.
I would say, one, just playing together and playing rush and coverage working together. I think that's a big part of football in general, complimentary football. You know, sometimes the coverage may not look great, but then the rush gets there, and then like I said, playing hard covers up those mistakes, or pass rush isn't getting home, but DBs are covering well, quarterback scramble, throws it out of bounds, something like that. I think we've been playing very complimentary with each other. Also, I think just being resilient throughout a game. We've had the tendency in the past to just maybe come out strong, and then second half kind of wear down, and then, you know, not do well in the fourth quarter when it's time to win games.
I would say, Bob, more like they play complimentary football when it's not a good quarterback. Because then if you've got a good quarterback and you're not getting pressure, he's going to pick you apart no matter what. You know, and that's what happened. You know, this Aaron Rodgers did that, you know, and Burrow did it the week before. So, I mean, that to me is the biggest problem that they've got.
But it's a defense that we thought was trending in a positive direction. And I was reading on ESPN this morning, Dan Graziano, and it was some of their writers about guys that could ascend to head coaching jobs. And there could be, what, up to six, maybe?
Yeah, there normally is, yeah.
Openings. And Anthony Weaver's name is apparently starting to clank around.
Oh, because the defense is getting better.
As a potential head coaching candidate. And if we recall, Anthony Weaver and Denard Wilson were bypassed by the Ravens for Zach Orr, where Zach Orr is a guy that still is scrutinized a lot by Ravens fans and maybe throughout the league, and you brought this up, Vinny, on Monday, where Aaron Rodgers was like, come on, dude, really? I'm figuring you out.
Yeah.
You're almost to the point where he was mocking them on the field.
Yeah. And on Monday after, he's like, we couldn't believe that they were just covering DK man-to-man. He says, I saw that. Herrick, he had more targets than he's had all season. You know, so, yeah, I, it's going to be, that's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, the thing what Harbs said, what he likes about having a coordinator that is a linebacker coach is that he knows the front and the back. Whereas Anthony Weaver's just D-line coach, and then does he know the back end? And Denard is only the secondary coach. Does he know the front end? And now both are coordinators, you know, and both were on really bad teams, but their defenses are playing good. And with Miami, they got rid of a lot of the older guys that were bitching and complaining, and their team is getting better. You know, I mean, you see them progressing more so defensively, but, you know, also because they're running the ball and playing defense. That's what they're doing.
Now, when you do the film study last couple of weeks, or throughout even the five-game winning streak, did you see changes schematically that Orr was implementing that helped improve their performance, or does it go back to what we've talked about when they're playing mid to below average quarterbacks? That's when they tend to thrive, and once that level of player increases, that they get diced up again.
Well, I think if we look at it, Bob, when they get pressured, why they went on that streak with the bad quarterbacks, they get pressured and stuff, and that's when they started getting the turnovers, right?
Yeah,
the defense.
No doubt. Yep.
And when they play against these good quarterbacks, all of a sudden it's like, damn, where'd the turnovers go? You know, so it kind of goes hand in hand. If you're not pressuring those good quarterbacks, picking you apart.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is news from the desk here. The starter request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll talk to him later on in the hour. Here's John Harbaugh. Speaking of good quarterbacks, it's Joe Burrow. Well, they have a great receiver in Ja'Marr Chase, and they have weapons on offense. So, John, what the hell's going on trying to slow these guys down?
You heard about him. I've heard about him. He's not bad. And not just Ja'Marr. I mean, they've got heck of an offense. I think you'd look at, you know, what they've done. But they've really done all year. But obviously, especially when Joe Burrow's out there. They had another big game this last week in Buffalo, Cincinnati Buffalo. It was a shootout. They do a lot of good things. I mean, he's accurate. He moves around the pocket. He finds Ja'Marr. They've got plenty of other talented guys on offense that they find with their passing game. They run the ball downhill. It's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, and, you know, since he's 1-8 without Burrow, you know, I mean, and they threw the ball a lot with Flacco, and they had a bunch of yards, but they didn't win. They're a more confident team, you know, with Joe Burrow. And Joe, he can move. I mean, to me, he's just a damn good quarterback is what he is. And he's a phenomenal competitor. He's a guy that you'd love to have on your team. And right now, you know, in his press conference the other day, Bob, he was – you know, whining and complaining, kind of sending a message that, man, if I'm not happy, I'm not going to do this stuff any much longer.
Well, you know, how about playing more than five games a season? And injuries are part of the equation. We get it. And they haven't done the Bengals a really good job. They've been a terrible job, as a matter of fact, developing a defense that it's at least middle of the pack.
Yep.
So the offense can win games based on their strengths. But Joe Burrow's a guy that spent significant time off the field.
Yeah.
So you got to look at that a little bit, too.
Well, plus I'm sure Joe Burrow is the one that told management, hey, sign both receivers, you know, and Gesicki and probably Orlando Brown. You know, so, I mean, they've got a lot of money tied up in that offense.
And the defense has been terrible.
Yes. Except that they played a Ravens.
Yeah, well, one game anyway. Yeah. Remember last year's we've talked about many times. I mean, Burrow threw 9 touchdowns, only 1 pick against Baltimore, and they lost both games because their defense was terrible. But Joe Burrow, if you're not happy, I mean, you think Bengals fans are happy watching you in a baseball cap standing there in your jeans and whatever fancy coat you're wearing? No.
Nope.
With your hair gel and all that good stuff. Not that I have anything against hair gel. Let's get out to the phones. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Got Buy or Sell coming up next. Talk Orioles. Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Pete Alonso. Orioles sign him. That's a good thing. He's got to plays every day. Literally, he's played every regular season game the last 2 years. The Orioles' first base production was dreadful, worst in the American League. I don't see the downside here, unless they don't sign pitching, which I believe they will. Let's go to Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, what's up?
Afternoon, guys. Really quick, I was going to talk about Ravens, but I want to talk about something you brought up a few breaks ago. But, Bob, I wanted to tease you. Last week I called in and complimented Nolan on the great job he was doing as your replacement, and I said you might be hearing footsteps on vacation. And your partner across the desk from you called Nolan Wally Pip, so I'm sure you can appreciate that.
Well, I'm Lou Gehrig then, if he's Wally Pip.
Come on, let's keep it real here. Getting back, I was going to talk about the Ravens, but you mentioned today in Ravens history, you talked about that game against the Colts, I think in 2011, with Dan Orlovsky. And you guys must not have seen it. You should have been watching this instead of Barney Miller last night. Dan Orlovsky was on ESPN2 when St. Francis was playing in the national championship game that was held at Under Armour Stadium in Baltimore Peninsula. And he actually mentioned that because they went to a shot. Terrell Suggs was actually in the audience. And the camera caught Terrell Suggs. And Orlovsky mentioned the time that he got sacked four times, three of which were by Suggs. So that was really interesting. But that was a hell of a game. Like I said, I wanted to talk about the Ravens. But that St. Francis team had 16 D1 signees, almost all of whom are going to Power Four school conference schools, and they got 7 juniors with D1 offers already. But one of the things, watching them, I was texting and talking to some of my friends who I sit with at Ravens games. We were talking about how much fun it was to watch good football, well-played football by a local team. St. Francis tackling in the open field and their offensive execution, the Ravens coaches should have been looking at it. But if you didn't see that, you missed it. It was just tremendous, and it was great PR for Baltimore. They had shots in the Inner Harbor and all sorts of stuff. It was really a great game. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
What was the final? I turned it off 28-7.
It was 38-14. But weren't you impressed by that, Vinny?
Yeah, I was.
Ely wasn't even playing when you were watching the game. So let's keep it real. Again, we keep it real here on the show.
But Ely, and they had the other kid, Edwards, I forget his first name, who was like the number 8 recruit in the country who's going to Alabama.
Well, 3 of their guys are going to Maryland, right?
Yep. Yeah.
St. Francis.
Tight end.
Yeah. They had a backup tight end that caught the touchdown to make it 21-0. The kid is likely size. He's 6'4", 230. I mean, and he didn't even start. But it was great for Baltimore. They did a lot about St. Francis history, and they had a lot of scenic shots of Baltimore. It was great PR for Baltimore. So I watched that whole game. If it comes on replay, I'd love to see it again. But I just wanted to get that in there. I'll wait for next week to call in about the Ravens.
All right, there's Warren and Owings Mills talking about the game last night on ESPN2. Dan Orlovsky, as St. Francis won the national championship in high school football.
Bob wasn't even close.
Yeah, I was talking to a buddy of mine, said that game was over.
It was
mismatch.
It was.
Yeah. It was like the varsity versus the junior varsity.
They were from Utah, I think.
All right. Well, we come back. We're going to count money, right? Hopefully, we'll buy or sell. Then we're going to talk about sports subjects of the day, which are plentiful. Then Matt Weirich, going to talk about the Orioles with him, as Pete Alonso is going to sign with the Orioles pending physical. What else is next for Mike Elias to do? Will they get a starter or two? Do they add another bullpen arm? Are they cool with Kowser in center field full time? We'll get into all of that. That Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals defense. That's their perceived weak spot. How come the Ravens didn't take advantage of it on Thanksgiving?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Give me.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Mike Weirich, Baltimore Sun, Toggle Reels with him. Bottom of the hour. Stick around for that. Tons going on in the world of sports. Ravens in Cincinnati. Lamar didn't practice yesterday. It was rest day, so we assume he's going to be practicing today. Got college football, all sorts of drama going on at the University of Michigan. Somewhat concerning stuff with Sharon Moore after he lost his job. We'll get into that as well and everything going on in the hardwood and beyond. But Nolan, Vinny, let's count some dough, please.
Yeah, the Dow is the highest it's ever been, Bob, at 48,662. It's up 604 points today. The S&P is down 6. NASDAQ is down 165. DraftKings is up 29 cents. Under Armour's up a penny, $4.23.
Start things today with the Baltimore Ravens, not that far removed from their Thanksgiving night loss to the Bengals, a game where Baltimore, the run game, under heavy scrutiny, not because of a lack of results. They combined for 123 on the ground, an average of 5.6 per carry, but the commitment was under question. Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell touched the ball a combined 16 times in that game. Both were outsnapped by Rasheen Ali. Now, we heard the excuses about not really having a real opportunity to stay committed to the ground, but still frustrating nonetheless. Buy or sell, Vinny, Henry and Mitchell will collectively double their carries this Sunday compared to what they did against Cincy. So 32 total carries for Mitchell and Henry.
I'll buy it. I'll buy that. But I mean, in reality, with all the turnovers and stuff, they just didn't run that many plays. You know, people always say, oh, you didn't run it enough. Well, hell, you got to have the ball to run it. And if you're turning it over five times and their offense, you know, is controlling the ball the whole time, you're not going to have a bunch of plays. So, you know, that's the thing about it is people always want to say that, but you got to look at all the things that are involved in it, you know? That's what kind of pisses me off.
Over to Major League Baseball, the AL East has been very active so far this winter, but surprisingly, the Yankees not really contributing much to that. The injury status of Carlos Rodon and Gerrit Cole leaves them in need of another starter, at least for the beginning of the season. Both of those guys could be back in the mix by May. Now, New York also trying to lure Cody Bellinger back to town, and now that Schwarber and Alonso are off the board, you would assume Bellinger's market goes up. Buy or sell, Bob, the Yankees will actually go without a noticeable pitching addition this winter and bank on the return of their stars.
I'm selling it. They're going to make a move because Boston's already added to their rotation a couple of times over. Cease added to Toronto. Orioles will bring in some starting pitching. I know Hank Steinbrenner, or was it Hal? Is it Hal or Hank?
Hal.
Hal. Well, rest in peace, Hank. I think Hal's crying broke, but they're not broke. They're going to bust a move. And Cole's already, he missed all of last year, right? Rodon got hurt towards the end of the season. They'll add an arm or two when it's all said and done.
Back to the NFL, all the things we've been saying about the Chiefs are predicting their downfall the last couple of years. Well, it appears to finally be coming true. They're not what they once were. It's actually catching up to them. Now, they need to win out, plus get some help if they want to squeak into the wild card. But as we've discussed many times here recently, most of the AFC is a mystery when the playoffs arrive, whether that's lack of experience or bad prior performances in the postseason. The Chiefs, on the other hand, have nothing but experience and a championship pedigree. Buy or sell, Vinny, even with a 6-7 record, the Chiefs should be considered more dangerous than most of the current playoff field.
I'm going to sell it. The reason I'm going to sell it is their offensive line's killed them. I mean, Mahomes, you know, gets killed every time he plays now. Their receivers and stuff, they've been dropping a ton of balls, so the offense is kind of, they can't run the ball, you know, and the defense plays good at times.
How about some college football here? So much hype surrounding Nebraska entering this year. Dylan Raiola was leading the charge as a sophomore. Now, they did win seven games. They're in a bowl game once again. But changes are actually coming under Matt Rhule. Already decided to part ways with O-line coach Donovan Raiola, the uncle of Dylan. How does this impact the portal? Well, Rhule says he's not going to comment on anything right now. Leave it up to the players. But, Bob, are you buying or selling that Donovan's departure will lead to Dylan entering the portal?
Many Mahomes tapping out because Matt Rhule put all his eggs in that Raiola basket. He did get hurt and missed the last, 4 weeks of the season. You could see him incrementally improving. Against Maryland, he threw three picks.
Yeah.
And the Terps still wound up losing that game because he threw four touchdowns as well. I mean, blood's thicker than NIL money, I would think. I'm going to sell it. I think he'll stick around because he's kind of the face of a program that at one time was mentioned in the same breath as the Blue Bloods because they were a Blue Blood program.
And our last topic of the day, Jalen Hurts, one of the worst games you'll ever see from a quarterback on Monday night. Five turnovers against the Chargers, four of them interceptions, including the game-sealing one in overtime when they actually had a chance to steal a win. Now, Hurts and his career, actually pretty famous for being safe with the football, only had two other interceptions prior to that awful performance the other night, just five all of last year. Buy or sell, Vinny, Hurts will avoid throwing a pick in these final four games.
Oh, I'm going to sell that. I'm going to definitely sell that. I mean, really, the final pick that he threw, that was a hell of a throw. It was a great play by the DB.
Tony Jefferson.
Both DBs then. The one that tipped it, yeah. And then Jefferson's the one that caught it.
Hurts does have two separate stretches this year, five straight games without a pick.
Yeah,
so very safe.
He had two interceptions going into that game for the season where he threw four. And then we talked about it on Tuesday, I believe it was, where he had two turnovers on one play.
Yeah.
Threw a pick, they fumbled, he recovered, then fumbled.
It's never happened before.
But apparently there's major concern that if he has to drop back and like be the dude,
yeah,
he's not up to the challenge.
Well, they played Washington twice.
I mean, you give another quarterback, your average NFL quarterback, the weapons that he's had.
No.
And prior to this year, the O-line that he's had. Saquon Barkley running for 2,000 yards last year.
You got Goddard. You got two Pro Bowl receivers.
I mean, yeah, you should probably be in the Super Bowl with that.
And he did get benched at Alabama for Tua in the championship game. It's video at 81.05. So the Fan will come back. Orioles haven't been in a championship game in quite some time. Pete Alonso, does he alone get them into that sort of scenario? No, because they still need a couple starting pitchers, and we'll get into all of that and more with Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Then Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati defense. They gave up 39 points. Well, then again, Buffalo's defense helped them. But Josh Allen, man, he was brilliant in the second half. In the snow, where the elements a factor. Vinny's going to break that one down. And up on lunch, 1 o'clock.
What Mike Harmon. What was he doing, Bob, with his legs?
Oh.
Lamar.
Well, there you go. Yeah. We're getting all that. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio 130. Real and fantasy football with him. Tonight, Atlanta at Tampa.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can hear it on the Fan. But the Orioles spending real money at free agency as Pete Alonso, the polar bear, he's coming to town pending physical. Joining us now to talk about that and the other work that still needs to be done by Mike Elias if the Orioles want to get back into that playoff mix after a debacle of a 2025 season. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. Let's welcome back to the show, Matt Weirich. Matt, how you feeling?
Doing well, fellas. How we doing?
Doing all right. And Matt, you know, you've been there when Mike Elias has been saying all these things and David Rubenstein saying all these things about spending money and having the wherewithal financially to make a move like this one. They finally did it. That being said, was there any level of skepticism or surprise? Skepticism that they would do it, and were you surprised that they actually did spend significant money, biggest contract they've ever signed to a guy outside of the organization?
Yeah, I mean, certainly they've come out hot this offseason. They make the move for Kittredge first week. They go and they sign Ryan Helsley. They trade for Taylor Ward. So, you know, they've been taking an aggressive approach all offseason. The question was, could they close a deal for somebody at the top end of free agency? And maybe the initial thought was that they would be doing it in the rotation, but clearly they're taking the struggles that they had offensively to heart. The Orioles last season, first baseman ranked dead last in MLB with 14 home runs. They just signed the guy who hit the most home runs at the position in Pete Alonso. So it addresses a key need, might create a bit of a log jam at first base. That'll have to be decided, but certainly it is a splashy move and maybe the defining move of the Mike Elias era so far.
Now, as we look at the potential lineup based on the players that are on the roster right now, Matt, and the Orioles were 11th in homers last year, but 2 years ago they were one of the best teams in baseball and mashing the long ball. And, you know, they were great with runners in scoring position 2 years ago in 23 when they won the division. Alonso brings the pop, hit over 300 with runners in scoring position. So where does he fit into the lineup? Yeah, Ward hit 32 last year. Orioles had a team, let me remind our listeners, nobody hit 20 home runs last year. How does this lineup, what's the offensive potential for it based on the personnel right now?
Yeah, if you can get a couple of bounce back seasons from guys like Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman, Jordan Westberg maybe staying healthy, this looks like one of the most dangerous units in the entire American League. You know, with Taylor Ward's addition, maybe Tyler O'Neill stays healthy. You could see this running 6, 7, 8 guys deep if guys start to live up to their potentials. Now, that was the problem last year, was that they were really gambling on the Orioles living up to their potential, the young guys, and many of them regressed. However, you know, with these additions now with Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso, I think there's a lot of different ways you could put this lineup together. Maybe it looks a little bit different against lefties versus righties, but I think there's a lot of candidates for that number one spot, and that's really where I think it'll kind of decide the rest, is who they want to lead off with. If you go with Gunnar Henderson, you know, you've got a lot of right-handed sluggers all of a sudden, and that might create a pocket that you kind of have to break up with a lefty or a switch hitter like Rutschman. But maybe you go with a right-hander at leadoff. Maybe that's Taylor Ward, who did lead off a lot for the Angels over the years and certainly could be the candidate to do that against lefties. So I think it's going to depend on how Craig Albernaz wants to slot in the leadoff spot and really protect Gunnar Henderson from having to face too many lefties like he did last year.
Now, Matt, we look at, you mentioned the logjam at first base. Yeah, Mountie, who they offered a deal to, he could make upwards of $8 million in arbitration. Kobe Mayo used to be untouchable. I'm guessing that tag is no longer there. They've already extended Bisaio, who I guess will platoon. Well, Wieters. I keep Freudian slipping Wieters. It's Rutschman's going to be the starter, and then Bisaio will be the backup, get his sacks at first and left-handed DH. So who goes? Is it going to be Mayo? Going to be Mountie? Packaged with whom as they look for another starting pitcher here, I would assume, to bolster the rotation? And does that even preclude them from signing a free agent in regards to big-ticket money spending here too?
Yeah, I definitely could still see them shopping at the front of the market for starting pitching. It does sound like they are still in the conversations for guys like Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez. So I wouldn't rule them out for really anybody at this point, especially now that they've demonstrated they can and will spend like a true contender. So, you know, with that said, if they make a trade, maybe Kobe Mayo gets thrown in for a starting pitcher. Maybe they flip Ryan Mountcastle to a first base needy team. You know, Boston was rumored to be among the finalists for Alonso. They need first base help. Maybe Mountcastle could be an answer there, rare in-division trade. But certainly I think it's really going to depend on what they do in the rotation first. And then, you know, if the logjam still isn't cleared by then, you know, worst comes to worst, they could cut bait with Ryan Mountcastle and only be owing a prorated version of his salary if they were to cut bait with him by opening day. It's a weird loophole that's in the CBA over arbitration players. So Mountcastle, while still under contract for now, they do have a potential out, you know, if they aren't able to get any kind of semblance of value for him or for Mayo.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And you mentioned Kittredge, and the Orioles brought him back. They signed Helsley to be the back end, as Albernaz said at the winter meetings a couple of days ago. He will be the closer. What work still needs to be done in the bullpen before we're comfortable with them, at least on paper, headed to Sarasota?
Yeah, I think they still need one more left-handed reliever. And, you know, that's a bit of a tough market right now. You know, Gregory Soto, who had a 4+ ERA for the Orioles and Mets last season, just signed with the Pirates for north of $7 million. you know, that's just kind of the going rate right now, considering the lack of left-handed options available. You know, Keegan Aiken is the Orioles' best option in-house currently for that role, and, you know, he has done some late leverage inning type things before, but he really isn't a lefty specialist, which is kind of the one thing that this bullpen is missing. But Mike Elias did say that he does want to leave open a spot or two for guys to compete in spring training. You know, guys like Cade Stroud, Rico Garcia, Dietrich Enns, those types who really impressed down the stretch. Maybe they are the solutions there. But also it probably depends on the rotation. You know, if they go out and get one starter, okay, you can move Cade Povich to AAA, but you go out and get two, all of a sudden, is Tyler Wells factoring into the bullpen mix? Dean Kramer, if you really go and get somebody who can give you a lot of innings, you don't necessarily need that from Kramer. Does he become a long man? So I think there's still work to be done, and it really just starts with the rotation, and the ripple effects I think will be felt across the roster.
Hey, Matt, what is Alonso going to bring to the clubhouse off the field?
Yeah, you know, I think that being a proven winner, a guy who's done it in the postseason, you know, he has more home runs in the playoffs than the Orioles do as a whole team since 2017. So, you know, he has that kind of pedigree, somebody who, you know, has played in a big market, you know, seen a lot of big name players and a lot of leaders come through that clubhouse over the years. You know, that experience is something that I just think is intangible and is really something that this clubhouse was lacking. You know, Tyler O'Neill actually had the most service time of any player under contract heading into the winter meetings, just with 7 years playing time. So, you know, for Alonso to come in now and really be that veteran presence already in his 30s, who's been there, done that, and knows what it takes to win, I think he's going to be a North Star for this clubhouse to follow in a lot of ways.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking about the Orioles. Winter meetings are done, but the Orioles have made a splash for sure, and other moves we expect of the big-time variety would be happening, hopefully, before we get to Sarasota Spring Training 2026. Matt, if we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. You too.
Thanks,
there you go,
Matt.
Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals defense. Shift back to the Ravens. Baltimore looking to break this two-game skid on the road against Cincinnati. Ravens actually have a better road record than they do home record. And Cincinnati on life support when it comes to playoff hopes. I mean, you talk about controlling your own destiny. They're the exact opposite of that. They would need everyone else to lose over the course of the next 4 weeks. But the film breakdown of their D, NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, coming up at 1:30. Talk real and fantasy football with him. And if you want to talk about the Ravens and their struggles as of late, you can do that. And Pete Alonso's coming to Baltimore. Is it a big move? Sure. Is it one that gets them over the hump in the American League East? No, they need work, no doubt.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's film room.
Earlier in the show, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, on this Total Request Thursday, Vinny broke down the film of the Cincinnati offense against Buffalo. And they put some points on the board. Turnovers doomed them when it was all said and done. Now let's get to the other side of the line of scrimmage, their defense, which all year long has been rated among the worst in the NFL. Didn't look all that bad against the Ravens 2 weeks ago today on Thanksgiving, but let's break down that film and this Ravens offense trying to find an identity. Could they find one Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, let's take a quick look at their defense. I mean, Bob, overall, they're 32nd. Against the pass, they're 31st. Against the rush, they're 32nd. Points allowed, they're last. Average per completion, second to last. They give up more touchdown passes than anybody. They don't sack the quarterback. They have the second highest quarterback rating. Average per rush is last, 5.2. You know, third down conversion, second to last. So they're... Statistically, they suck. All right, personnel-wise, let's start with their. Well, they are getting Shamar Stewart back, the kid they took 16th pick overall, who from Texas A&M.
Then they had the big contract hubbub.
Yeah, missed all of camp. I thought he was boom or bust. You know, I think he looks beautiful. We'll see. You know, and that's kind of he hadn't done much for them. But really, when you watch them, they don't rush the passer well. If they're rushing four, they can't get there. I tell you who had a good game against the Ravens was T.J. Slayton, number 98. because he walked back Lindebaum a couple times, just pushed him right, you know, and that's what Lindebaum has problems with is those big guys. Like one of us, Isaacs, they didn't even block him. They brought a blitz. He just came totally free, you know. So they're going to bring pressure. They are bringing pressure, you know. They have to because they don't get there otherwise. They're 31st in sacks. They're right there with the Ravens sacking people, and they're not good. You know, then their two inside linebackers, Knight and Carter, are both rookies. And a lot of the times they're playing like rookies. They'll miss tackles. They'll go in the wrong place. They're not great covering, you know, those type of things. So, you know, I mean, first play of the game, Ravens hit him right down. I mean, you can throw in the middle. Tight ends kick their ass, bottom line. Tight ends kill them. Now, the safeties, Stone and Battle, they're terrible. I mean, Geno Stone, you know, they don't tackle well. They don't cover well. They don't run well. That's a problem. But the thing that they'll do with Stone is they'll bring him up to get eight in the box to stop the run. That's what they'll do. And that's what they did to the Ravens this last time. They're going to bring people into the box. And that's where if Lamar's Lewin is using his legs, all right, you want to bring him into the box, eight in the box, I fake that handoff and I'm outside, there's nobody there. The biggest problem that the Ravens had, Bob, one of the biggest problems was, you know, other than handling the blitz, because they stunted, they twisted, stunted, you know, and that's kryptonite for the Ravens because the Ravens all inside guys don't move well and they stunt and twist and they kind of outcoached them. And, you know, the Ravens helped them out with five turnovers, but the corners and their nickel, they covered them up. I mean, Bob, you watch that film. There's nobody running free. They're not getting open. And that's the thing that was most disappointing was, come on, you know. I mean, Lamar's back there ready to throw, and there's no window. There's nowhere to throw. Somebody's got to get open. You know, Bateman wasn't open. Zay wasn't open. You know, likely got open a couple times. You know, and Andrews, he can get open against a nickel guy and stuff because he's going to be bigger and he can lean on him. And their nickel is Tyson Anderson. Lean on him and bounce off of him. You know, that's the thing. But, I mean, it's not a good defense. The Ravens made them look like a good defense, but they're not good. And what they've got to do is make them look like a bad defense. They should be able to run it on them, Bob. The Bengals are going to try to put eight in the box, and that's where Lamar take another rest day if you're going to carry it 15 times. I don't care, but they need his legs this week.
Cincinnati defense, statistically, as we just said, all year long, bad. Yep. But the Ravens, can they take advantage of it? Do they have the offensive wherewithal to do so? No pass rush from the Bengals. Lamar's been sacked 29 times himself this year, which is six more than he was sacked all of 2024. And he's playing banged up, too. Let's not. I don't need rest day yesterday, but he's had the hammy, which cost him, what, 2.5 games, basically. Yeah, yeah. The ankle, the toe, the knee. So he's playing less than 100% for sure. And if there's a team you get right against.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned Josh Allen last week. Give me the cape. Let's go. Oh. And both tight ends for the Bills were killing him.
Yeah, Bob, because they have two rookie linebackers and two crappy safeties that can't run and cover. So, I mean, duh, attack the middle of the field.
Got NFL Lunch coming up next. Going to hear from John Harbaugh, Mark Andrews, and Isaiah Likely, Kyle Hamilton as well, as they met with the media yesterday in the 1 o'clock hour as we get an attendance report for the Ravens as they head to Cincinnati. We'll give it to you. We're assuming Lamar will practice today since he got a rest day yesterday, but you never know. We'll look at the schedule for week 15 of the NFL season, which starts tonight. Atlanta taking on Tampa, and we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon for Fox Sports Radio. And Nolan, big money spent by the Braves today on a closer. Albert Suarez's brother, Robert Suarez, 3 years, $45 million. And the Braves did sign Mike Yastrzemski yesterday. So I don't know what all that means. But, you know, he's a veteran corner outfielder, could play first base kind of guy. But Suarez, one of the more sought-after relievers on the market. No deferrals, according to Jeff Passan and John Heyman. So we go back to the Helsley deal for Mike Elias, which could only be a one-year deal, depending on how he performs. And if he performs well, it will be a one-year deal. But so what Diaz got, what Suarez got, this reliever market's pretty hefty.
Yeah, I thought Suarez was going to get more, to be honest. And don't forget, they brought back Iglesias just for 1 year, but that was at $16 million. So, again, 1 year compared to three, but in terms of annual value, he's making more than Suarez after a career year. That's a little backwards to me, but still.
Where your boy Fairbanks still looking for a job, though, right?
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
Can never have too many.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll come back at NFL lunch, look at the schedule for Week 15, and then Mike Harmon, your phone calls are welcome. Last hour coming up next. It's the Total Request Thursday program. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. It's Vinny and Haney, and I'm looking at Joe Burrow. Boy, it looks like he's about to go get a root canal without the Novocaine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.